If the reality of the last few months is beginning to feel too, well, real, you might try losing yourself in a sea of never-ending lights at the Hirshhorn Museum's newest exhibit. The interactive show is called Infinity Mirrors, and I got a sneak preview this week. The closest thing you may find to a synthesized stargazing experience can be found beyond a door at the Hirshhorn.
Okay, let us go inside here. Almost feels like walking into a nightclub. Wow, this is really disorienting.
Hirshhorn associate curator Mika Yoshitake is guiding me into a room filled with twinkling lights.
You can't really orient yourself in the space because it just keeps going and going and going.
The walls are covered in mirrors, so in here it feels like you're floating in a brilliant and infinite sky of stars.
It does feel a little disoriented, but that's the intention behind the work.
The creator of this room is the 87-year-old Japanese artist Yayoi Kusama. For 40 years, she's lived voluntarily in a Tokyo mental institution. Making art is a form of therapy for Kusama. Some of her work stems from childhood traumas. That's why, throughout this exhibit, you'll see a lot of phallic objects.
Okay, so we're looking at what appears to be a structure of phallites.
Yes, we are inside a room called Violet Obsession. This is a rowboat that has been covered with phallic stuffed and sewn tubers of synthetic textiles, and it has a very vibrant electric purple.
Yes, it's a boat consumed by phalluses, or phalli. They look kind of like purple sweet potatoes. Yoshitake says Kusama has been obsessed with phallic objects most of her life. The artist has said her father had a string of extramarital affairs, and she was forced by her enraged mother to spy on him.
Those experiences, I think, did contribute to her fear of sex. So in order to confront and deal with this kind of fear, she started to create these phallic tubers that would proliferate in an all-over environment.
Another fixation of Kusama's is polka dots. They're found in her infinity rooms, her paintings, her sculpture, and in this curious space at the end of the exhibit. It's a staged living space with furniture, a bookcase, a piano, and even a kitchen. But all of it is painted white. Yoshitake says this is called the obliteration room.
Visitors will be given a sheet of stickers that have six colored polka dots on them, and they'll be asked to apply those stickers around the room.
Over Kusama's three-month run at the museum, this room will become completely covered, or obliterated, with colorful polka dots. It's the kind of interactive installation that's become a hit in D.C., where 2 years ago, people lined up to dive into an ocean of plastic balls at the National Building Museum. Yoshitake says Kusama was a pioneer of experiential art.
They're all analog spaces. In a time when virtual reality and virtual spaces are becoming so much a part of our daily lives.
She says that's why experiences like Infinity Mirrors can be a breath of fresh air. For WAMU, I'm Allie Schweitzer.